The UN chief has said that it would be dangerous to think of the Holocaust as just the result of insanity on the part of a group of criminal Nazis. Rather, we should see it as the culmination of hundreds of years of scapegoating and discrimination against Jews. Mr. Guterres added that the decades since the end of the Second World War, when the Holocaust led to the extermination of 6 million Jewish men, women and children, anti-Semitism was continuing and other forms of prejudice were increasing.
Neo-Nazis and white supremacy groups are among the main purveyors of extreme hatred. And too often, vile views are moving from the margins to the mainstream of societies and politics. We must stand together against the normalization of hate. Whenever and wherever humanity's values are abandoned, we are all at risk. All of us have a responsibility to quickly, clearly and decisively resist racism and violence.
He added that education and understanding were key to build a future of dignity and peaceful coexistence. The UN Human Rights Chief, Zayd Raad al-Hussein, said in his statement marking the day that it was vital to push back against today's monstrous denials of human rights. He urged everyone to learn the lessons of the 20th century and stand up for the values of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, equality, dignity, freedom and justice. In her statement on behalf of the UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, Director General Audrey Azoulay said everyone had a role to play to build up awareness against forgetting. This year's theme, to mark the Day of Holocaust Remembrance, highlights our shared responsibility through education, she added. Matt Wells, United Nations.